And this puts us way out of sync. So the easiest way to think of this is as the hunter and the gatherer. So I want you to think of a hunter with a spear. Okay, he's got a spear to throw or to thrust, you know. The spear has a point. Okay, the spear has a point. And that's what men are listening for. The point. What is the point? Right, guys? What's the point? So she's going, and you're going, and the point is? And it doesn't look like a point's coming. And so the hunter's eyes glaze over. And then the gatherer, the connection's just been lost. I mean, it's like when your cell phone goes dead or you're thrown off the internet. Oh my gosh, I just lost him. The connection, he doesn't care about me. He's not interested in me. Where did he go? What is it? Is it my hair? Do I spinach my teeth? What is it? The pleaser goes crazy. What did I do? What did I do? How can I fix it? How can I fix it? So you know how she fixes it? She talks more. Well, let's try this subject. If you didn't like that one, let's go on this one, which also has no point. See, the easiest way to think about it for the gatherer, okay, is that the only point the gatherer has is the point on her digging stick. Her digging stick, and that's what she's trying to do. She's going to dig out. She's trying to dig out information from you. Because she has this enormous gatherer's database. And she's collecting the information that will allow her to please you better. So she's got to find out what you like. You know, what do you like and what do you not like? And so she's digging for information. And she wants as many details as possible. Really, we women have a thirst for detail. And it comes from being a gatherer. Because detail is what's going to distinguish a poisonous berry from a good berry. Do you know, you can't just bring any old berry home from the meadow. You can't, it won't work. You could poison the whole tribe. You have to know it's the berry on the bush that never grows more than 3 feet high with the five-pointed glossy leaf that grows next to elm trees by a creek. And it never grows in the middle of the field, and it's never near nettles. That exact berry bush. So if you say, if we ask you something that you like, and you get to the point, right? What do you like? Fishing. Do you know, as a man, like you just cut right to the point. I like fishing. Well, what kind of fishing? Where do you like to fish? What do you fish for? What kind of fish? How big are the fish? Who do you fish with? Do you have all the clothes you need to fish with? She's making the Christmas list. Get him a fishing hat. So she's going to be digging for information, and you're just going to be getting to the point. And she interprets that as you're really shut down and uncommunicative. You're really holding out. You really don't want me to know you, do you? So she's in a panic because she's not getting nearly enough information to ensure that she'll be able to please you. And he's still listening. And the point is... Men have two default ways of listening, by the way. If a woman is fine, he'll be listening, what's the point? If a woman is upset, he'll be listening, what's the problem? And when he's listening, what's the problem, he'll be asking her questions. Do you know, she'll be upset and he'll be asking her questions in order to accurately identify the problem so that he can solve it. Right? So he'll go, but what about this? But what about that? But what about this? What about that? And what men don't know about women is that when a woman's upset, her experience is that she's full. And she's got to get it out.